Finally, how does it taste? How does it smell? Well, from my description visually already, you might gather that it is not as nectar-like, not as rich in its consistency, because the flow was, let's say the bean was thin. And I explained earlier, it was a bit thin just because the roast is darker and also because it is past its optimum. We're talking about 2 months out, which is a shame, although it was very, very well sealed. Now, looking at it, it produced a beautiful crema. It produced that crema can only really be produced by this wonderful Guinness effect. So it had that. Also, I really paid attention not to have my brew water too hot. And I can surf with Sylvia and I can wait until it actually drops down a little bit. So I was extracting at 90 degrees, no more than that. And which is important, especially again, if the roast is a bit darker, you have to bring your temperature down. So not to get this astringent kind of taste in it. Now, smelling the bean and smelling the extraction, it smells nice. There are no different notes to be detected. There is one definitely you could equate to coffee, the run-of-the-mill coffee that we're all familiar with, but there's no, I mean, there is a bit of sweetness in it, but there's no kind of other note that I or my nose can immediately kind of follow and detect and be drawn down into a lane of adventure. It is coffee, pure and simple coffee, which a lot of people enjoy. And now I'm taking my first sip. I will say the mouthfeel is thin. And it is not down to the extraction time. It is down to the other factors that I've mentioned. And there is, I'm sorry to say, a bitterness that hits you straight on. Now, if you just let that sip linger in your mouth, play around with it, and it doesn't really attack your tongue, that's what I'm after. This one attacks my tongue slightly, and I refuse to put sugar in. And it definitely gives you that bite, that kick, again, that a lot of people are after. If you're after that, then by all means, this is probably the bean for you. The Rainforest Alliance Espresso Bean. 100% Arabica bean. Good beans in there. I would just suggest go and taste it for yourself. In fact, try as many different coffees as you can. Make it fun. Have a sensual experience with it. Look at it, touch it, smell it, extract the best you can. See what it tastes like. See what the palate has to say.